From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Mississippi voters have overwhelmingly defeated a proposed amendment to that state's constitution that would have declared a fertilized human egg to be a person with full legal rights. The measure was aimed at outlawing abortion in the state, but NPR's Ron Elving says those opposing the measure say it could have criminalized birth control and had an impact on in vitro fertilization practices.
The wording was perhaps a bit confusing for some voters and also created a sense of overreach, which led some supporters of abortion restrictions to be uncertain how they felt about this particular measure. That certainly hurt its chances of adoption.
It's NPR's Ron Elving. In Ohio, voters have rejected by a wide margin a law that would have restricted the collective bargaining rights of unions representing police officers, teachers, and other public sector employees. The vote was a major defeat for Ohio's Republican Governor John Kasich, who promoted the law as a way for cash-strapped cities to cut costs.
When you get beat, you have to admit it, and you got to congratulate and shake the hands of those folks who prevailed.
The head of the state Senate in Arizona, Russell Pierce, has been ousted in a recall election there. NPR's Ted Robbins reports Pierce is the author of Arizona's controversial immigration law.
State Senate President Russell Pierce represented a heavily Mormon legislative district in Mesa, Arizona, and the community was split over his intense focus on anti-illegal immigrant laws. He was defeated by another Republican and another Mormon, Jerry Lewis. Lewis says he will try to work with Democrats and fellow Republicans to change immigration politics in Arizona.
It will bring a tone of civility. It will bring a tone of inclusion, wanting to hear the voice of all people, all stakeholders involved in this discussion.
It's not clear when Pierce will surrender his seat, as this is the first time a state office holder has ever been recalled in Arizona. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Phoenix.
Stock prices on European exchanges are now sagging after a brief rally prompted by the announcement by Italy's prime minister that he will resign. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports a key interest rate that Italy's government must pay to sustain its debt has risen above 7% today. That's a level that has forced some other Eurozone nations to seek bailouts.
The Milan Stock Exchange was down 2 points this morning, and yields on 2-year and 5-year government bonds broke the 7% threshold, which triggered bailouts for Greece, Ireland, and Portugal. In an interview, Berlusconi reiterated that he will step down as soon as Parliament approves the economic reforms he has promised to Italy's EU partners. But reportedly, the bill has not yet been fully drafted, and it's not clear when it will come up for a final vote. Pressure is mounting on Italy. Today, an EU delegation arrives in Rome to monitor implementation of previous austerity measures, while an IMF inspector arrives later this week, embarrassing supervision for the third largest economy in the Eurozone. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
This is NPR. The Board of Trustees of Penn State is launching an investigation into the child sexual abuse scandal that has implicated some university officials. A former defensive coordinator of the football team, Jerry Sandusky, has been charged with sexually abusing 8 boys over more than a decade. The New York Times is reporting the scandal is likely to bring to an end the tenure of Penn State's legendary football coach. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the Nittany Lions are set to play their last home game of the season this weekend.
The Board of Trustees said in a statement it is outraged by the horrifying details contained in a grand jury report about Sandusky's alleged crimes. The report also indicates a number of people, including the university president and legendary head football coach Joe Paterno, didn't do enough to stop Sandusky's alleged behavior. The board will appoint a special committee to investigate, and it promises to take swift, decisive action. There have been calls across the nation for Penn State to get rid of allegedly complicit university officials. Last night, hundreds of supporters rallied in front of Paterno's house. The 84-year-old coach thanked the crowd, which chanted, "Let Joe stay." Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain is flatly denying all of the sexual harassment allegations against him, including public claims by 2 women who say he made unwanted advances more than a decade ago when Cain was head of the National Restaurant Association. Cain says that's not so.
The charges and the accusations I absolutely reject. They simply didn't happen.
Cain blames the scandal on what he called a Democratic machine intent on keeping a businessman out of the White House. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.